the question we kept asking ourselves are, you know, do we feel safe? And we, the answer was always yes. But then the question was, do you want to be here until you're not safe? And so that line of when's it too soon to go opposed to when's it too late to go? And we chose to, you know, if we were going to make an error, we wanted to make an error on the side of leaving too early.
Dan Langbauer was in his third year of teaching math at Cairo American College, and his wife Sandra taught first grade at this K-12 international school in Mahdi, an ordinarily quiet suburb of Cairo. Their son Seth was in the 11th grade. Despite a scare one night early in the protests, when armed pro-Mubarak agitators roamed through Mahdi, Langbauer says he felt safe with his Egyptian neighbors who were actively guarding the area. Still, when the school chartered a plane and gave international faculty the opportunity to leave, the Langbauers took it. It was on the ride to the airport that Dan got a broader perspective on the crisis.
I was surprised at the number of tanks. There were, you know, you'd heard that there were tanks around, and we had seen tanks in our neighborhood. But the number of tanks that were out, places where I would normally ride in the mornings for exercise, there were tanks all over. A fairly large grocery store called Carrefour had been looted, and we had heard that. But then when you actually see it, it means a lot more than when you're just hearing about it.
Mahdi is an international neighborhood, home to bankers, business people, and diplomats. Most of the Egyptians Langbauer knew there worked in service industry jobs or managed the apartment buildings. The strong anti-government sentiment that brought down President Mubarak was not prevalent in Mahdi, but Langbauer knew there was discord.
You definitely got this sense when you start talking to folks that they weren't happy with Mubarak. But really, the level of what we've seen, no, I wasn't expecting that at all. But like with a taxi driver, one of the things I can remember when we were first there, you would be in the taxi and our driver would quickly put this piece of cloth over, like a seatbelt over his chest when we were driving by some police. And so then he told me, well, there's a huge fine if you're found driving without seatbelts. Well, come to find out, what had happened was the Minister of Transportation decided everybody should have seatbelts in their taxis. But what happened was some relative of his, and I don't remember, you know, brother, cousin, some relative bought all the seatbelts in the country before this was passed. And so then these poor taxi drivers had to go and buy from this gentleman who had a monopoly, and they were extremely expensive. And so it was that type of thing that you would hear from people, just the corruption. And I just think they felt very fatalistic about it, like they had no control of anything.
The Langbauers were given 2 hours to make their decision to leave Cairo, and then a night to vacate the apartment that had been their home for over 2 years. They had prepared backpacks for exactly this scenario, and although they had sold their house in Sitka and bought another in Colorado when they began this new chapter in their lives, it was no surprise when, nearly 72 hours after leaving Cairo, they stepped off a plane at the Sitka airport.
It wasn't even a second thought. You know, we knew that Seth would be able to get into the school. I know the people there. I know the job that they do there. So we felt very comfortable with that. And we knew we had friends that would, without even thinking twice, would make sure that we had a place to stay. And that probably has been one of the most humbling things when we got here, just to see the people who just would come to your help. It's interesting. Alaskans don't ask what they can do for you. They just do. Which is really different than other places we've been. You know, people are always asking in Egypt when we first got there, oh, what can we do to help? What is it that you need? And it really struck me in Alaska, you don't hear that. All of a sudden you just have a loaf of bread at your door, or you have car keys in your hand and you never had to ask. So I think that's why we ended up here.
Langbauer has been continuing to teach his math students literally all over the world via the internet. He says he's concerned about the power vacuum created by Mubarak's departure, and he's worried that the unity displayed in Tahrir Square during the protests might splinter as factions struggle to create a new government. Still, he and his family would like to return to Cairo, possibly as early as the end of the month. It depends on his school. Either we'll get a call from our employer that they need us, or they won't, and we'll be looking for jobs. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.